Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Man, Michael Clark from Pack Pride at Michael Clark 24/7 joins us on the Adam Gold Show. So that was colorful.
Yeah, I think you worded it a tad different.
I did.
Radio friendly.
I did.
Radio friendly. Yeah, you know, it was just, I don't know if anybody expected to see what we saw Saturday night.
No.
Start to finish, the game was never close.
Agreed.
And just the complete physical domination of NC State. I think it was one of the more impressive wins. And I feel like I'm saying that over and over, but I mean, this is the most impressive stretch of Dave Doran's tenure, and Adam, if we're being completely honest, probably one of the more impressive streaks of NC State's football history.
Well, I hadn't thought about it in a program historical sense, but you may be right. So I have not thought about it that way. But it's the season as a whole is unquestionably Dave Doran's best coaching job. The only thing that even approaches this, and I would say that it's not really even in the same ballpark, is the pandemic year. But, yeah, this was impressive. I'm not going to say impressive from start to finish because I think you could argue that it was a terrible start, right? That the offense looked completely discombobulated early. Brennan Armstrong was a mess early on. And they didn't help him early on. It looked a little bit better, but not dramatically, under MJ Morris. And there was something about the decision that Morris made that maybe galvanized this group, because I think they cranked it up even further after that. No?
Yeah, I would 100% agree. I think it was there was so much uncertainty because I think before the season, you know, when Brennan was named the starter, you were trying to figure out, okay, which guy would we see? Would we see the guy in 2021 or the guy who struggled mightily last year? All along, my kind of two cents was, I think you're somewhere in the middle. And I think, obviously, you didn't see that the first five games, but the second stint as the starter, I think that is what you saw. And again, you can't say enough about the kid. I've been saying this going on months, you know, how he handled it.
Yeah.
Is refreshing because the current state of college football, I'm not alone, it's about to be Armageddon again. I mean, this is not sustainable, but for a kid, you know, he could have left, Adam, and just said, you know, thanks for letting me come, you know, play five games. He didn't really owe any NC State anything,
right.
But instead he was a model teammate, encouraged everybody and just stayed the course. And I think that says a lot about the program and the people that you're bringing into the program and kind of what Dave Doran's built during his tenure at NC State.
All right, so let's just talk about where this program is. If we have to get back to the nuts and bolts of Saturday night, we can, but and this is something that the more you follow these things, I've loved everything about this program for a number of years, and I've been talking about it in those ways. There are football, I mean, Mike Krzyzewski used to talk about this all the time. You know, a particular team in a particular year might not be great, but the program is on great footing. And I think that specifically applies to this program. I think the program does everything you want your football program to do. Dave Doran recruits pretty well. He develops players, gets them better for him, but he also gets them to the NFL. They have put a ton of players into the pros. The only thing they haven't done to the level that anybody wants is win enough games, and I'm not saying that they've been bad. It's just that rather than 9 or 10 wins, it's been maybe 7 or 8 or 8 or 9 or something like that. But I think, man, the program is just incredibly solid.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think it's important to look at Dave Dorn's entire tenure. And when you're looking at the wins and losses, you can't help but think, Adam, if there was no divisions during his entire tenure, I mean, they get to Charlotte, what, at least twice? Do they win it? Yeah, maybe not. But for years, you don't make excuses, but Clemson was just a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
And you've had, you know, Lamar Jackson, Louisville, we can go down the list, Florida State, they've had their years. So I'm not making excuses at all, and I know they would not either. But what is this, my question, I've been talking to ministry, what does it look like if there were no divisions? And that's a hypothetical.
Right.
But would it be different? Would you feel different? I mean, would NC State, the scheduling would have been different? Would you have had multiple years where you won 10 games? I think you could argue if the schedule was laid out differently.
Well, okay. I mean, I understand playing that game. I'm not sure they've won enough of the games that they should have won.
There's been several tough losses, for sure.
Right? The trouble that they had at times with Boston College, the trouble they had times with Wake Forest, you know, stuff like that, that has also gotten in their way. But I do think it's, look, we've been talking about the fact that divisions were bad for a long time, aside from what it did to games that should have been played more frequently, like Duke versus NC State, because of the proximity, which was criminal, that it was once every 6 years that those two schools met. The fact that it manufactures artificially rivalries that really we had no business having. The fact that NC State played, was it Syracuse every year? Why? Why would you play Syracuse every year? It made no sense that was a division rival, just like it makes no sense that Virginia and Louisville were a permanent partner. Like, none of it made sense. It was all random, and it could have been handled just by simply getting rid of divisions, which is what they did. Now, of course, who knows what's going to happen? We have a scheduling model, but it's all convoluted. Now we have too many teams, but there's nothing we can do about that now. But, yeah, I think it's worth – it's worth pointing out about the what would have happened if. Now, real quick, back to Michael Clark is joining us from Pack Pride at Michael Clark 247 on Twitter. Going back to the other night, Peyton Wilson, make your case or make his case for ACC Defensive Player of the Year, or if you want to take it a step further, ACC Player of the Year.
I mean, I don't know how, if you watch NC State play, how you could not. I mean, he's just unbelievable. I mean, we've been talking about him all year. And just when you think he couldn't be more impressive, he goes out the other night and has 15 tackles. And I think the bigger thing is teams are game planning for him. And they are trying to figure out ways to take him out, Adam. And he just week after week,
yeah,
it's like, that's not going to work. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I mean, how, I guess some would say Jordan Travis, but I would skip all the way to ACC Player of the Year. I mean, there's no player in the league, at least defensively, who's more impactful. And I would argue in the country. I mean, what does the defense look like if you don't have Peyton Wilson this year? Significantly different. Just the attention.
Okay, it's time to buy holiday gifts for your friends. And you're gonna get them what? Another scented candle? Girl, please. Piper Lou has fun, customizable gifts that your besties or frenemies will actually love. Unlimited buy one, get one free at Piper Lou starts now. Buy one tumbler, get one free. Buy 38 wine cups, get 38 for free. Just use code RADIO at checkout. To avoid the fake polite smiles when they peel back the wrapping paper, go to PiperLou.com and use code RADIO. That's PiperLou.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention he commands from opponents. It frees up others to make plays. And, I mean, again, he, like Brennan Armstrong, in my opinion, is everything that's right about college football because there's a lot wrong right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty obvious. But, I mean, just the sheer numbers, the impact, and, you know, doing it week after week. I mean, he did not have did not play poorly in a game this season. You know, had some games where he had more tackles, but just the overall impact is unquestionable. I don't know how he doesn't win every award he's up for. If you look and you are just being brutally honest, I mean, there's no way that a linebacker or a defensive player had a better season.
No, I mean, I think he's going to be the defensive player of the year in the ACC. I think he's going to win that. I think he's going to get some support as well for player of the year. I think I'm not saying who I would vote for, whatever. I'm pretty sure that they're not going to ask me to vote anyway. But I think Jordan Travis is probably going to win that. Whether or not he should is another debate. But he certainly had a very good year on the team that went 12-0 in the regular season. And silly or not, I think it's silly, the best player, it was probably Keon Coleman, though, on the best team, is likely to win those types of awards. Let me ask you one more thing before I let you go. Michael Clark, Pack Pride at Michael Clark 247. There were a lot of recruits in that stadium Saturday night. As far as you can tell, what is the impact of not only what, but how it happened, and what can you tell us about what they look like for signing day?
Well, I think they're encouraged. You've got a couple kids that you're trying to hang on to, but that's everybody right now across the country. I think the impact of the other night was as big as you could hope, was as big as possible. I mean, that every kid or significant as possible, every kid I've spoken to, there's been, 15 or 20, was blown away. You've been to games at Carter Family Stadium. I mean, the atmosphere there, is it the biggest stadium in the country? Absolutely not. But, you know, when it's a rivalry game like that, it's a really impressive thing to see. And I think more so, you've got your guys in the fold for the most part for 2024. But when you're a sophomore or freshman and you go to a game like that, you just don't forget it. You don't forget that experience. And I think the dominating fashion in which they won also sticks with kids. Defensively, I think, is the big storyline. We know that Brennan Armstrong, what a story of redemption, but the job that Tony Gibson and his staff did, and all the players, I mean, they hit Carolina in the mouth from the start.
Yep.
I mean, and they never recovered. And I think that, how the game went down and the overall atmosphere, will really strike a chord with the younger guys and give you some momentum there going forward.
Michael Clark, Pack Pride, at Michael Clark 247. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon.
Always appreciate you having me on. Take care.
You got it. Michael Clark from Pack Pride.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.